This morning, supporters of Javon Dawson, a teen who was shot and killed by a St. Petersburg police officer last Saturday, unveiled their Justice for Javon Davidson committee. Omali Eshetela is the chair of the African People's Socialist Party. He said Dawson's death was unnecessary and blamed the police.
The police were called to a situation where there was noise and crowds of young people, and that they were leaving this site for an after graduation party. Nobody had to die. And the fact is that there was no crime being committed, no one being injured until the police got there. Because the police know that they are the flashpoints. They know that it's their presence that causes the problem.
The St. Petersburg police claim that Officer Terrence Nemeth fired two shots after Dawson aimed a gun at him. They released photographs of a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver with three spent rounds. WMNF asked police spokesperson Bill Prophet who the gun was registered to and whether any fingerprints were found.
We're not going to release any information until the investigation is complete. The investigation is not complete, so there's a lot of answers you're not going to be able to get. It'll probably be several weeks.
Eshetela, who is also the leader of the International People's Democratic Uhuru movement, was asked whether Dawson had a gun, like the police say, or if it was planted by the police.
Every statement I've heard from anybody by the police said he did not have a gun. Neither you or I were there. The police said he had a gun.
Officer Nemeth's bullets hit Dawson twice in the back, near the shoulder and near the kidney. Police claim Dawson was turned sideways, aiming a gun back at Nemeth while starting to move away. The Justice for Javon Dawson Committee's political action coordinator is Diop Olugbala, who laid out exactly what the group would consider to be adequate justice.
The police officer that killed Javon be immediately arrested and convicted for manslaughter. Two, that reparations be paid to Javon's family for all of this obvious trauma experienced through this process. And three, that the African community of St. Petersburg receive genuine economic development.
Until those things happen, Eshetela warned, the community would engage in demonstrations, massive mobilizations, and other things to, quote, create discomfort for those who feel like they can use a public policy of police containment for their own economic benefits.
We don't intend for there to be any peace in this city until justice is rendered in this case. I don't think the people who killed Javon Dawson knew his name.
Some members of the media asked Eshetela if that meant he was planning violence. He replied that he was not, but the community had the right to defend itself.
I'm not Sister Cleo or any relative to her. I can't make a prediction of whether there would be any bricks thrown. I think that, I don't know. If anybody's going to throw any bricks, I don't intend to throw any bricks. After having said that, I want to be clear that I believe that this community would be justified in using all means to defend itself. And if you have a situation where those who are supposed to uphold the law themselves become lawbreakers, then it becomes the responsibility of the community to use all means necessary to defend itself.
WMNF asked Eshetela to react to the numerous questions about violence.
For much of the media, that's the thing that's newsworthy. And I also think that much of the media is influenced by their discussions with the police department. I think that it also is a recognition of a consistent, constant kind of injustice that's inflicted upon this community. And I think that most people in the media have the ability to understand how they might react to this situation and would assume that the African community, being comprised of human beings too, might also strike out.
The president of the Justice for Javon Dawson Committee is Dawson's stepmother, Ollie Godfrey, who declined WMNF's request for an interview. Other relatives also have leadership positions in the committee. What happened to Dawson does not just affect the African community, Eshetela said, but it has a broad effect on the entire city, including for white residents. Penny Hess, a member of the Uhuru movement and the African People's Solidarity Committee, is white. Hess said that it makes sense that other white people should take a stand against the injustice perpetrated on the black community.
Black people have a right for their children to grow up to be old, to live a full life with all expectations of jobs, of housing, of education, of vacations, of everything else the white community expects. I believe that that African community has a right for their children to go to a graduation party and not expect to be shot down by the police and then criminalized in the media afterwards. And I believe that there has to be the right also for the black community to speak out and protest. And that is not radical. That is human.
A lawyer, Maura Kiefer, has been hired to legally represent the witnesses when they are interviewed by the police. WMNF tried to speak with Kiefer, but she did not return our call by airtime. Yeshitela hinted that Kiefer may arrange an independent autopsy of Dawson's body and may hire psychologists to help the witnesses deal with their trauma. Yeshitela said that the perception that the Uhuru movement is preventing witnesses from speaking to the police or to the media is not true.
Most of the people who we are talking about are children. They're young people who have been traumatized by this experience of seeing their friend gunned down before them. And we have a situation where the very same police department is running out throughout the African community, knocking on doors, saying that they want to find witnesses. One of the persons whom they've been looking for is Keon Dawson, who turned 14 on a picket line last Monday. Here he is as a person who's being sought by the same police that killed his brother.
The Justice for Javon Dawson Committee will meet this Sunday at 4 p.m. at the Uhuru House, 1245 18th Avenue South in St. Petersburg. For more information, call 727-824-5200. For WMNF News, reporting from St. Pete, I'm Sean Canaan.